Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
In a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children. Where world leaders are ignoring climate science.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
And nature is recreating doomsday movie plots. What will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had a really vivid dream about Nicholas Flamel. During the writing of Philosopher's Stone, I dreamt that I was in his alchemist studio. What fascinates me about alchemy is you have this mixture of science, actual science, right? Because this was old chemistry. So some of it is genuinely scientific. They were observing phenomena that we recognize now as the basis for chemistry.
From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. In case you're just tuning in, here's the deal. Every weekday, we're telling the story of a different woman from history who you may not know about, but definitely should. Each month is themed, and this month we're talking about beautiful minds, intellectual giants whose work had an extraordinary impact. Today we're heading back to ancient Egypt, around the first century CE, to talk about a woman who changed the world of alchemy, and thereby created a tool still found in chemistry labs and kitchens alike. Meet Maria the Jewess. Not much is known about Maria's life, but she's written about in the works of famous ancient alchemists, including Zosimus of Panopolis. She was also known as Maria the Hebrew and Maria the Prophetess. Maria was a practitioner of alchemy, which was essentially the precursor to modern chemistry. Alchemists particularly sought to understand how to transform less valuable substances into more valuable ones. Most famously, they worked to change lead into gold. Alchemists believed that by figuring out how to purify substances, they were connecting with the divine. Another major goal of ancient alchemy was to find a substance that would extend life. In other words, for those of you who are Harry Potter fans, Nicholas Flamel, the creator of the Sorcerer's Stone, was an alchemist.
Of course, here it is. Nicholas Flamel is the only known maker of the Philosopher's Stone.
Alchemy existed for centuries, from Hermes Trismegistus to Isaac Newton, but the process was forever changed by Maria. Maria is believed to have founded a school in Alexandria where she taught the craft. She's credited with saying, "Just as a man is composed of four elements, likewise is copper, and just as a man results from the association of liquids, of solids, and of the spirit, so does copper." Another teaching of hers was, "Join the male and the female, and you will find what is sought." Maria is said to have perfected one of the stages of the alchemical process, distillation. In the Emerald Tablet, the most famous alchemical text, the distillation process is described as, "It rises from earth to heaven and descends again to earth, thereby combining itself with the powers of both the above and the below." Maria observed the process of distillation in nature and created a device to mimic her findings. She used one vessel, filled it with liquid, and then put another vessel inside of it to use to melt the material she wanted to distill. In other words, she created a double boiler. As you may know, that device, which is still used in kitchens and labs today, is called a bain-marie, or Mary's bath. The bain-marie ensures that material that's being melted heats evenly and that the temperature doesn't get too high. There's some evidence that double boilers existed before Maria. Still, she clearly made an impact, as it's known by her name to this day. As scientific inquiry shifted from alchemy to chemistry, practitioners continued to utilize Maria's design for distillation. And in kitchens all over the world, bain-maries are essential for some very tasty items, including cheesecake, custard, and sauces like hollandaise. They're used to melt chocolate and to thicken condensed milk for a wide variety of treats. And bain-maries are also used as a way to keep dishes warm. It's unlikely that Maria succeeded in her alchemical quests to best death. That said, her legacy remains in the very useful tool that bears her name. Tune in tomorrow for the story of another beautiful mind. This week of Encyclopedia Womanica is brought to you by Audible. Right now, for a limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. Visit audible.com/encyclopedia. That's audible.com/encyclopedia. Or text encyclopedia to 500-500. If this episode whet your appetite and you want to learn more about alchemy, I highly recommend listening to The Alchemist on Audible. Again, right now for a limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. Check out audible.com/encyclopedia or text encyclopedia to 500-500. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
In a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children, where world leaders are ignoring climate science,
bing, bing, bong, bong,
and nature is recreating doomsday movie plots, what will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.